From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Florida, like many states, has thousands of paroled criminal offenders, but only limited numbers of officers to keep an eye on them. So the state is increasingly turning to a high-tech solution. It tracks hundreds of parolees by satellite using the global positioning system. And some law enforcement agencies have begun using GPS to track people who have not even been convicted. NPR's Philip Davis reports.
Joseph Smith lives in a nice house in a palm tree-lined South Florida suburb. His home may not look like a jail, but in effect, it is.
I can't go outside to get the mail. I can't cut the grass. I can't do anything.
There are no bars stopping him from leaving the house. There are no steel gates keeping him from walking down the street. What keeps Smith, not his real name, inside his house is a small black box the size of two packs of cigarettes. It's on top of the kitchen table.
This is a GPS monitor, okay? This can send me messages, okay? It also tells me, you know, this is where it says, you know, go back inside.
The monitor knows where Smith is because he wears a required small tracking device. It's strapped to his ankle.
It takes a while to get used to. It takes a while to learn to sleep with it on. You can rotate it around to where you can sleep with it, but learning to sleep with it is very cumbersome.
The devices can locate Smith's position to within 100 feet by using calculations based on signals sent to Department of Defense global positioning satellites that are orbiting about 11,000 miles above the Earth. Any movement by a person on the system gets recorded in the box's memory, even how fast they may have been driving to a permitted location, like a doctor's office, or whether they went to a prohibited location, like a school. Murray Brooks is with the Florida Department of Corrections. He says GPS is saving the state money. It costs $10 a day compared to up to $75 a day to keep an offender in jail. Additional costs, like a dedicated phone line for the unit, are paid for by the user. Brooks says GPS has proven to do something that simply being out on bail has not, discourage offenders and parolees from committing more crimes.
They were 55.7% less likely to commit a new offense while on supervision if they have one of these devices on.
Currently, about 650 people in the state, many accused or convicted of committing sexual crimes, are wearing the bracelets. Florida pioneered the program in 1998. Today, 33 states are using GPS to monitor approximately 3,500 parolees nationwide. Now, law enforcement officials have quietly begun using the system in a new way to track people who are still awaiting trial. That's the situation Joe Smith finds himself in. He's been accused, but not convicted, of stalking his ex-wife. He says the device makes him feel like he's already been judged guilty.
Somebody looks at your leg or they look at this box and they know what it is and they're looking at you like you're a criminal.
Civil rights groups are warily observing this expansion of the GPS system. Larry Spalding is a lobbyist for the American Civil Liberties Union in the state capital, Tallahassee.
What I am afraid is going to happen is that people who otherwise would be released on their own recognizance might also be required to take this additional expense, this additional monitoring device.
Spalding says those who have not been convicted of a crime should not be required to lose their privacy. But he says as the technology grows, so will the temptation to expand its use. Philip Davis, NPR News.